The soft spot.
Hey guys.
Hey.
It's Julian McCullough.
It's Meg Malloy.
You're the girl one.
I am the girl one. He is the tan boy one.
Oh, I got
because
it.
We just got back from vacation.
It's a boat cruise.
A boat cruise, I feel, is like, I think of like a little riverboat.
Uh-huh.
This was a little more than a riverboat.
It was a ship.
It was a ship. Bitch, it was a ship. It was like... If ships were energy drinks, this would have been like the most flavorful Monster.
No, I like that. I like that.
It was like that Monster energy drink of ships.
Yeah.
Because it had not one, not two, but three water slides on this ship.
What?
There was
and then a kid one.
A kid one?
You're not even counting the baby splash.
It's true. Warp. There was a kid one. There was an Ice Capades show.
Let's list the amenities.
Yeah,
there was comedy. We kept talking about it. Never went.
We didn't do that. We
because it was a vacation, not a
yeah,
all a regular life.
Exactly. I get enough of that.
Yeah,
I just really didn't need it. Also, he was a motivational speaker, and
it hinted at motivational speaking in his description.
That's not what I needed.
Not from that guy.
No, not really from anybody.
Not from a boat comic.
I don't know. Motivational speaking and comedy is just not a pairing that I'm
right
into.
Well, that's what I like about...
You can do anything.
You know what's
no thanks.
What's funny is motivational speakers will do jokes, but it's like one every, I don't know, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They're very aware of like, I'm not going to try to do this too much.
Yeah, no, I just want... I want it to just be funny.
I haven't seen so many the word ship substituted for shit puns in my entire life. It was like ship happens.
Yeah. Oh, ship! It's a family vacation. There was a group of a family of like I don't know 25 or 30 people.
Yeah.
And they all had on shirts that said "Oh, ship! It's a family vacation."
Or like "Liberty of the Seas! It's the ship." I mean, it was ridiculous.
A lot of good beach puns.
My first cruise. It was my first cruise.
Yeah.
And coming up to the boat for the first time, I knew it was big, and I still couldn't believe how big. Like, my brain cannot.
Also, they do you kind of a favor because you board in like the most fuggo butthole part of Galveston. So mm-hmm. You're like, wow, what is this thing that I'm approaching?
It's a vessel to paradise.
All this rubbish.
Yeah.
This like shit and this weird sulfur smell that I don't think anybody is really sure about the source of.
Yeah. It looks like a mafia graveyard.
Yeah.
Down there.
And then there's this beautiful big ol' ship.
I mean, you hear how big they are, and then it's just like it's so big that your mind can't understand.
And we knew that everybody there came to party.
Yes.
Because
why?
I started reading t-shirts.
Oh yeah.
Because what better way to read a person than to read their t-shirt?
Also, you've been saying you need to read more.
Yeah. And this guy had on a shirt that said "talk nerdy to me,"
mm-hmm.
A shirt I've heard of but never seen out in the wild.
Yeah.
And he was sucking on a jewel. And he was probably like 16 or 17.
Right.
And he had on like transition lenses. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Future,
okay, it's about to get lit on this ship.
Future World Series of Poker champion, that
yeah.
guy.
But oh wow, it was just the people watching. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say too much, but it's good.
I know you're very what's the word? Respectful.
Yeah.
When you people watch, which is
not how you do it.
No.
You rubberneck and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then you talk about whatever the thing is that you saw.
You told me that I'd be shocked how many people don't get off the boat when you port in beautiful places like Jamaica and
they're like, why
Mexico?
Would I get off this boat?
Yeah.
Whenever the perfectly fucking good all-you-can-eat buffet is going to be totally empty.
Exactly. And I just, it didn't even occur to me that you wouldn't get off the boat.
Yeah, no, there are like those people are counting on all of us to get off the boat so they can go and like jizz over all the piles of pancakes and like all of the different condiments that are set out.
Anyway, I got really tan.
Yeah, you did get tan. And, I got burnt-ish, a little burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be a good new sitcom about an Irish family living in Jamaica called Burntish.
Okay. Let's get into the episode, shall we?
Oh, fine.
All right.
Today we have one of our favorite people in the world, a repeat guest.
One of your favorite people in the world. I mean listeners, not Julian.
But I also bought his merch.
Julian.
I wore his tank top on the cruise.
He did.
Please welcome Roz Dresfeles.
Hey.
How
are you guys?
We're good.
I don't even recognize you now that you're cruise people.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Wait, was that a weight joke?
I actually weighed myself this morning and my weight didn't change at all.
I gained 2 pounds.
I couldn't believe it because...
You gained 2 pounds in tan.
Yeah.
It is bronzer.
You guys are
probably
so tan.
Still just have salt in your hair.
Yeah,
or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I still have a bunch of vegetable paste. What is it called? Veggie spread that they had on the buffet.
Stuck
in my teeth.
Yeah.
It was like this. I've never seen anything like it. It was like
discarded vegetables put into a food processor with like mayonnaise added in.
It was awesome.
all the vegetables that didn't make it into the salad.
All the vegetables that were too ugly as is.
Yeah.
Chop them up until they're like vegetable confetti and then put some Miracle Whip on it.
If you describe it by what it is, it sounds terrible. But if you just
really
put it in your mouth, it's great.
If you put it in your mouth, it's the ship.
Yeah.
I've been listening.
Yeah.
Plot
twist. Roz has been here the whole time.
I have.
Is there a drag queen cruise ship?
Yeah. There's definitely drag cruises and, gay cruises that drag queens perform on. Not me. I would like to, if you're a gay cruise director and you're listening to the show, I'm sure you probably are.
If any podcast has a gay cruise director listener, it's this one.
Yeah.
It's true.
Put me
on. It's true.
I'm obsessed with that kid from your Instagram.
Trent.
Trent. Go to my Instagram.
Have we found him yet?
No.
We have not found Trent.
I thought he would show up right away.
Find Trent. I thought he would show up right away, too.
Because I'll tell you why. I posted a few weeks ago about a woman in New York in the subway who played tuba for a mariachi guy, and I took a video of it.
He was like, look at this white girl. She stole his tuba.
Yeah.
And
I got the
showing
whole story
him how
wrong.
To play it. He got the whole story wrong.
Damn. But anyway, she showed up immediately in my
and
Instagram
she
and
was like I'm going to need you to correct that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But where's Trent? Was somebody we
Where
want to talk
I know.
To? You know?
That was like the performance of a lifetime.
I watched that video over and over because the way he moves, the way his like elbow funk is
he's
going.
He's like a little farmer robot. Like, I don't even know how to describe
it. He moves like a dream come true mom in funky jewelry. But he's like a...
But he's a young...
How would you describe
healthy
him?
Boy.
Yeah.
You ended up meeting him though, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
He met him at the buffet right by the veggie spread.
My eyes were peeled.
And he gasped. Audibly.
Oh my god.
And was like,
was
oh my god,
he's
Trent. And Trent turned around like,
couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been more down to earth.
Yeah. Wow. And you even got a picture with him.
Yeah.
See, celebrities aren't what people think. Like, sometimes you can just go up to them at the buffet.
Yeah. I thought he'd be
I don't know if you saw the video of the lady singing Boot Scoot and Boogie.
I did not see that one.
Oh.
I want to say her name was Barbara. But I don't
She
know.
Got up there and the karaoke guy was like, ma'am, you put in the wrong selection. No songs are coming up. She was like, you're a liar.
Oh, damn.
She was so wasted.
She's like, put on Boot Scoot and
she's
Boogie.
She's like, just put on Boot Scoot and Boogie.
Like,
and then they put it on
works.
And during the instrumental break, she was like, bring me a shot of Fireball.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And no one did.
And no one did.
Because she's not Trent and she'll never have.
I know. If Trent would have gotten a bottle,
we all would have been up there with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, we're going to find Trent.
Gotta find Trent.
We're going to hashtag find Trent.
By the way, I am not letting this go for real. Like, I'm going to start editing little videos of his, of my favorite parts of his moves, and just keep putting fine Trent until somebody's going to know who this kid is.
Yeah. Somebody has to.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have moves like that, and no one knows who you are.
Judging by his, I only ever saw him in polo shirts, and his whole like look is very Houston.
Okay,
like you know, I'm gonna say he's probably from Houston.
He was a ginger, right?
A little bit. Yeah,
he had a ginger vibe.
Flashes of ginger. Yeah. We'll find him.
He knew all the words to Super Freak, which, it, like any song, there are way more words than you think there's going to be.
Yeah.
He knew all of them. Didn't look at the screen once. This is what he does.
Connected with the audience.
He's three shades fairer than Meg.
Yeah, he's a pale boy.
He's a pale boy singing Super Freak and crushing it.
Good for him. I bet you he does that like from place to place.
He must.
He knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably been rehearsing for weeks.
If there was money, I think he would have walked away with it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did a better job. Anyway, go to my posts in Instagram if you want to see Trent. But the cruise was good. What did you do this last week? Not to sound like assholes. What did you do?
You visited my nail guy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
Why did he tell you? I was just telling Land the producer that, I go to this nail place that you go to, and they make the guy do my nails.
He's the best.
He actually is.
He's
because I had another person do it there, and it was not good at all.
His attention to detail is just unparalleled.
I very much appreciate that they did give him to me because it also at the same time felt like. Like there's like a lady that's completely free and she's like, he'll be ready in a moment. And I'm like, oh, so this is going to be like a man on man bonding.
Yeah.
Like this is like two bro, like we'll get the bro for the other bro as he's like putting acrylic on and painting my nails, you know, just a couple of dudes, a couple of average Joes.
Both of you pretending to know about sports.
Yep. Totally. Yeah. So I have nails now. I am a nail person now. But you know, this week, so we're, is this coming out soon? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, just in the beginning.
This is live.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Great. We're the first week of, we just ended the first week of July, and June is Pride Month, which is like such a busy month.
You must be like on siesta now, right?
Yeah. Now I'm kind of like on easy street. Mm-hmm. I kind of haven't worked in like a week, which I'm kind of going crazy. So, I spent this week getting massages and nails and.
Ugh, I love it.
Yeah. Not really doing much.
You said June is Pride Month?
Yeah.
We're in June.
No, we're not.
In July, honey.
It's July.
Oh my gosh!
It's
right.
July.
I was like, didn't
I'm just straight. I don't even know when it's
no,
June.
No, I thought there was a bunch of. I was like, didn't I just see tons and tons of Pride stuff? And then it's.
Well, then it ended.
You're saying you did it, and now you're resting. Got it. Okay.
I am resting, but I am still a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hire me.
So, are you ever really resting? No.
No.
You're always.
Just my bitch face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about this time? Because last time we talked about Elvira, which was a childhood obsession, right?
Well, and since having that episode, she came on my podcast.
That's
Ghosted.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was probably one of the best days of my life. And she was here in this building and she sat down with me for like a good 45 minutes. And we talked about her ghost and we talked about how obsessed I am with her. And now I can die.
So
if you want to hear that episode, she's got a really, really good ghost story. It's Ghosted by Roz Dresfeles on Starburns Audio.
See, you are working.
Yeah.
I was telling the house, speaking of ghosts in your podcast, I was listening to one of your episodes and you told the story about that house up in the hills where the guy had like the figurines on the mantle.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make sure I wasn't telling that wrong, that they get knocked off every day or something like that.
I believe it was Bridget from Girls Next Door, Bridget Marquardt. I can never say her last name.
I loved that show.
I know, me too.
That's like the only reality show that I've ever watched.
I know. And that was like the
end. And I loved her because she's so smart.
She's the best. She was that show was on like right around the end of high school for me. And so that was like my last time when I was like, oh, yeah, I'm obsessed with them because they're like babe. But like, I was like, really?
I just want to be them. Do their hair.
Yeah, exactly. On my own head,
their
though.
Butts. I want to do their, I mean, their vaginas. Yeah.
So I was like so obsessed with them. And then she came here and she was telling about this place that she and I have both been to, that and land, this house.
Oh, the house.
Yeah.
Sharon Tate.
Yes, yeah. That house. And this guy, yeah, he lives in this super haunted house in the hills, right by where Sharon Tate's old house and murder were. And yeah, I guess she was telling the story about these like little figurines or like action figures that are on, what is it, like a shelf or something that they're on? I don't even know what they're on, a fish tank, and they like fall over sometimes. Yeah, but a lot of things happen there. It's very creepy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to go there.
When did you know, as a kid, that you were and like, what was it? Do you remember the first time being scared?
Do I remember the first time
liking
scared?
It? Like being scared and being like, oh, I like this. Was it like that?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I was exposed to horror movies like really young, mm-hmm. which is probably not a great thing, but I loved Amityville Horror because my parents were like people that grew up in they were like in their 20s and their 70s, and I grew up in the 90s, so they were like always showing me like, this is the good old days. And mm-hmm. so I watched a lot of Animal House and like those kind of movies mm-hmm. that I don't like.
Yeah,
but
Porky's
so straight. Yeah,
Porky's,
hate that stuff. But they also showed me like Carrie and mm-hmm. The Exorcist, but wow. like the TV edited versions,
right?
But still like terrifying. And I loved it. But I grew up Catholic. And I think that when you grew up Catholic, there is a lot of fear.
Yes.
I mean, at least from my experience, there was a lot of like, if you do this, you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
What's right. hell? It's where you burn for the rest of your life.
The devil is watching you.
Yeah.
He's keeping track of all of the bad things and the lies you're telling.
Yeah. Which like, is scary.
Yeah. It is so scary. God knows how many hairs there are on your head. My grandma used to say stuff like that. And I was I wish she didn't. Like, that's a lot.
I remember like Easter. Like, what is Easter? And it's like, Jesus rose from the dead.
Yeah.
Now, eat
Catholicism
your chocolate
is like
eggs.
Mystical and scary, really.
Mm-hmm. It is. But I kind of, at the same time, I'm not Catholic anymore, but I kind of like, from an outsider, like looking at the extravaganza of like a Catholic mass. I love like I don't want to be at one, but like just the thought of like this man and this big gown and like just all the iconography, like it's kind of fun.
And there's scandal.
And there's scandal.
They're always stealing money or
other thing they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am not Catholic, but yeah, a lot of fear. But I think that growing up Catholic, a lot of times people not always, but a lot of times people that grew up Catholic believe in ghosts, which is why I'm like, it's come very natural to me to be obsessed with ghosts mm-hmm. because it's just part of the teachings, like the Holy Spirit and
praying to the saints, like mm-hmm. like they're hanging out in your house and they're gonna help you find your reading glasses.
Yeah.
Saint Anthony, what up?
Yeah. So there is kind of that, I guess, what some people would call like a suspension of disbelief, or I don't know, like, you know, believing in things you can't always see or whatever. So
wait, sorry, I didn't know it was Saint Anthony. I didn't know that was the name of the one that helps you find stuff.
Saint
but
Anthony,
it's funny to think of a
I think it is, right?
Saint
the
Anthony,
one that
yeah.
helps you find stuff. Yeah,
it's funny to think of like a guy that sounds like De Niro as a saint being like, come over here, go over here.
I know exactly where your fucking car keys
get
are.
Get off, you're cold. You're getting warmer. Oh, you're getting hot.
You're getting warmer.
You fuck my wife. So, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Saint Tony, we call him.
Tony.
So, yeah, anyway, what are we talking about today? What should we talk about?
The origins of your scary.
The origins of my scary.
Yeah.
So, then I had ghost experiences as a kid, which you can hear on my podcast, Ghosted. And then, yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Your ghost experience as a child, is there one in particular today that you still like have questions about? That there's a, because I feel like people, when they see a ghost or have a paranormal experience, you immediately tell a story to yourself so that it's okay.
Mm.
Do you find, right or no?
Yeah, it could be. I think that over the years, I've gotten a way better understanding of what I think ghosts are. Actually, to be honest, within the past few months, because before, ghosts were something I was really into, but I wasn't like ghost hunting or talking to experts or anything like that. So now I kind of have like a better grasp. I mean,
this
of course,
has been like a learning thing, I guess.
Totally,
right?
Yeah. It's been that since the beginning, and I'm still learning a ton. And I of course nobody can ever know what, you know. It's not that kind of science that we can know what anything is that's paranormal. But I'm getting a better idea and understanding of what it is, at least in a way that works for me. So for me as a kid, I encountered the spirit of my grandmother, and I don't think that it was that kind of ghost where it was somebody that died traumatically and they, you know, I don't think it was like that. I think she had peace and closure. I think that she just wanted me to know that she was looking over me or looking after me, and she was there and present. And so I saw her one time, and that was definitely a moment that stuck out for me. And I kind of understood that right away. Like, just the look she gave me and, like, what I saw. And it was a very brief moment, but I was just like, oh, this is, like, okay. You know, so, yeah.
Like a head nod from another realm.
Yeah.
She's like, I got you, honey. You're fine.
I got you, baby. Yeah, totally. So then I became very interested in the stuff, and I would read all these books from the library about ghosts. And then I used to watch all the, there was a lot of horror or
Scooby-Doo.
Well, yeah, but there was a lot of ghost hunter-y type TV shows in the early 2000s. There was this one called Scariest Places on Earth. And I believe, I'm like 99% sure, Land, make sure this is true, that there was the voiceover of Scariest Places on Earth was Zelda Rubinstein, the iconic actress from Poltergeist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This house is clean.
Yes. Yeah. And so she would always be like, Scariest Place. I'm not going to do an impression, but she was amazing.
It's hard to think of her speaking a lot, like voiceover.
She was like the narrator. Her and Linda Blair, iconic duo. Oh my God. So I became obsessed with that and MTV Fear and
what was that one?
That one, that I believe, familiar. Was the one where they had the harnesses with the cameras, like, attached to them, and it was all, like, that green night vision.
Oh, it was, like, whenever Blair Witch, the that whole look, like,
definitely
snot on the camera, and, like, grimy.
Totally, and always a lot of, like, something just touched me, and it's like, okay, great TV. And then when I was like in high school and stuff, I wasn't really watching that stuff as much. But then when I moved out of the house, my favorite TV show of all time to this day, Celebrity Ghost Stories, came on, which is coming back. And it's, have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good.
We got to get you on there, honey.
I know.
It's celebrities.
What channel?
Talking about ghosts. It was on the bio channel, the biography channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This was a massive hit.
It went for like, I don't know, 5 or 6 seasons.
Wow.
Oh, it's so good. And I've been, and it is my favorite TV show. And I've.
Well, it's literally your podcast.
It is my podcast. Well, the show's been off the air. So I'm like, I mean, we're celebrities.
Pass the baton.
Yeah. I mean, celebrities aren't, there's just a loud drag queen stuck in it, but it's the same thing. And so I've hunted down a few people that have been on it. But so, yeah, we've had Mary Lynn Ricecobb was on Celebrity Ghost Stories, and Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, and OJ Rodriguez. We've had a few people, but the show's coming back, and I can't wait to see who they get.
Is there a celebrity ghost story from that show that you remember that always stuck with you?
Yeah, let me think. There's this person, I can't think of who, I don't even know who he is.
I'm looking up some of the people who were on there. Who were like the most...
go ahead.
Well, the story was that he was going with his daughter to different prep schools to to find, you know, a new school for her to move to. Mm-hmm. And there were these old, old schools. And I'm sure I'm getting a few details wrong, but essentially they went to these schools, and as he's taking the tour with his daughter, with a group of other people, he sees like the trophy case that they're, you know, giving the tour and showing, here's the trophies that we've won. Mm-hmm. And what he sees is like gravestones and like completely different than what the guy's describing. Then they go to the pool.
What?
And he sees these little kids like jumping into the pool, and the pool is like black water and all this stuff. And he's just like getting a bad vibe. And then he goes, and then at the end of the day,
getting a bad vibe.
Yeah. Well, obviously. But he's not saying anything because they're just not talking about it. They're just like, and here's the pool, and we've won all these awards and all this stuff. So then that night he's like talking to his daughter, and she's like, I don't like that place. And then she's like, I saw the boys in the pool. And he's like, I saw that too.
What?
And then the next day he like goes to the dean or whatever to talk to them about it. And he was just like, got the history, and it turns out like all these horrific things happen at that school. And
wow,
I don't know what that guy's name is, but it's so good. I feel like he's like a sports person or
I've
something.
Looked up,
I was
okay,
hoping it was John
some
Stamos.
Of the people that were on there, Andy Dick.
I think you'd remember if it was Andy
Jim
Dick.
Norton.
I remember his.
Jim Norton.
There was also Richard
Grieco.
Yeah, it was like the end.
Tom Green.
Right after
Anthony Michael Hall.
Grieco.
I feel like it was right after The Sopranos had like just ended, mm-hmm. and every episode has at least one person that was from The Sopranos, like at some point.
Right.
I don't know.
They were all available. Finally.
Oh my gosh, just... Coco was on this.
Yes,
I
want her on my show so bad.
God,
Ice Tea's Coco.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Iconic.
Not that she
Beverly
belongs
Beverly Johnson,
to
Jackie Harry.
Jackie.
Louis Anderson. Feruza Balk.
Yep.
You got to get her.
Oh, I know. I know. We want to find her. I really want her on.
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair. Icon.
Bill Bellamy.
Mm. Lots of good people. A lot of people that have been on it that I'm like.
Dick Cavett.
Okay. I'm not familiar with your work, but.
Dick Cavett. Dick Cavett had a ghost story?
Yeah.
I would love to hear that.
More people have them than you would think.
Dick Cavett is one of the smartest. I respect that guy so much.
Kevin Sorbo.
And I would love to hear him.
There's a couple of nice little blasts from the past in there, too.
He's like, I woke up one night and I saw my own career.
Stop it.
Sorry, Kevin Sorbo. You're more successful than I've ever been.
Tiffany? Tiffany was on there.
She's
Lorenzo
like,
Lamas.
Thought we were alone now.
Oh my God. He could do this for
Have
all
Have you
of
ever
them.
Seen that documentary, I Think We're Alone Now?
Yeah.
About her
obsessed
fans.
I think I watched like 20 minutes of it, and then I was like, I don't think I can watch
this
spooky. Anymore. Or I watched the whole thing.
It's really like, it's scary to
Do you
think.
Know about that?
No.
She has all these obsessed fans.
Yeah, it profiles these two people that are like, think that she's in love with them, and she's had like restraining orders and
Were
all
they
these
middle-aged white guys? I'm joking.
yeah, you should check it out. It's a very scary thought, living in Hollywood and all the friends we have and mm-hmm. stuff, to think that there's like these obsessed fans out there.
What was the other thing we were just talking about when you said you were obsessed with childhood? It started with ghosts, and then you said something else.
So when I was a kid, I went through these phases where I would be obsessed with different things, mm-hmm. and my family would always be like, ugh, here's the next thing.
Yeah.
And they would really get over it because I would just be obsessed with something.
Right.
And the thing that's funny about all those little obsessions is that I actually view them more like they were kind of like college courses or something
mm-hmm. yeah.
for my degree, which is being a drag queen
right.
from the School of Life. And so all these things as a kid that I was obsessed with, I've now put together to make what I do for a living, I guess, or whatever.
You're a Voltron of childhood obsessions.
Basically,
yeah.
And so, like, I was obsessed with stand-up, and I was obsessed with rock music and guitar, but I was also obsessed with, like, clowns, and then I was obsessed
clowns, that's what it was.
I was obsessed with professional wrestling.
Hey, top three clowns, name them right now.
Well, there's buttons, there's mittens, and there's Pepsi. No, I don't know.
Pepsi the clown.
But also your dad, right?
My father is a professional clown.
Oh, there's buttons, Mitzi, Pepsi, and my dad.
And my dad. Yeah, my dad is a professional clown. And so he and I, well, basically because of me, I finagled our way into a circus, and we worked in a circus and we performed in a circus. So when I was 10, I performed for like in a stadium, which was like cool.
What did you do? What was your skill?
Oh, it was like a sketch. It was like, oh, all these people are going over to the park, and then they sit on the park. But then it was like a big park bench that had like a like, what do you call it, like a swivel or whatever, like a hinge. Mm-hmm. So like the back, anytime you would sit, it would like fall.
Oh,
and so
funny.
It was like these like ghosts, like or these ghosts, these clown pranksters that were like, see everyone, see how fake our park bench is, now let's hide. And then like people would come in and be, you know, of course, like a plus size clown that's just like sits down and then falls on like, mm-hmm, a smaller one or whatever, you know.
I'm real thinking silly of that scene from Pee Wee with the clowns. That's what it's making me
with multiple
think of.
Wait, multiple clowns?
With Pee Wee Herman?
End, when he's in the circus?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. What? Isn't it Pee-wee? Whenever he like gets, is it Pee Wee? No, I have to Google it. Oops. Never mind.
Dumbo?
Carry on. Nope. No, no. No.
Yeah, I was like,
there's some evil clowns at the end of Dumbo.
Yeah. Mm. Well, clowns in the media, they don't have a great reputation.
Where is the PR department for clowns?
Seriously. You know? Whoever's their publicist is fired. But
where they take the bike and they fix the bike.
Oh,
I knew I wasn't crazy. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah,
the surgery.
And the, like,
I instantly went to the Big Top
music
one, but that's the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what it made me think of.
So, yeah.
That scene fucked me up.
Oh, it is scary as hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, but those are lazy clowns. We're looking at the picture. Like, that's just like a little bit of
showmanship.
Yeah. Come on. It's a craft here.
For our listeners, Lan just showed us a still of the surgery of when they're wheeling. Is it Pee Wee or his bike?
It's Pee Wee. They're wheeling his bike in to fix his mangled bike, but they're playing like crazy circus music and these like demon clowns. I don't know. It's scary.
Now, you say that's a lazy clown.
Yeah.
But that's scarier because that's the level of clown a real person who's murdering people would be.
I know. That's like a John Wayne Gacy clown.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not a professional.
Yeah. I mean, he put in some effort.
Well, he was a real clown.
He was a real clown. But my father would swim circles around you guys. My father would drive a tiny car around you guys. My father would make a balloon poodle over you guys. I became obsessed with like just like putting on makeup and, mm-hmm, being somebody else, and like, and because I mean, when you're 10 and you're in the Midwest, it's like now, like honestly, I see these kids nowadays that you know, there's like children drag queens now. And it's because they see RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
You know. And if that was on when I was a kid, that would be me for sure. Right. But I didn't have that. I had the local circus.
Right.
So so that was me instead. But I learned a lot of skills from that. And now anytime I see clowns, like I do have like a soft spot for clowns. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because clowns were such an innocent
so thing. Relatable.
I know.
You know, I'm the last person.
Three people just nodded their heads in agreement and everyone else was like, "Oh."
Clowns were like, you know, they didn't mean no harm.
No.
I know.
But then
how do you feel about like clown adjacent things like juggalos? Like,
oh my God.
I feel like there are probably a lot of juggalos in Michigan. Am I wrong?
I would assume. What
were
if
you
I was
guys
like, yeah,
feuding?
My dad's
you were
a
like
juggalo.
The Sharks and the Jets of the clown world.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The
totally.
Circus clowns versus the juggalos.
I watched a documentary about juggalos and I was scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they do weird stuff like cut their pinky off to show loyalty and stuff.
Wait,
like that.
What?
Yeah.
It's a clown gang.
Yeah. It's crazy. Clowns suffer, I feel like, over the years have suffered the same thing that our flag has suffered, which is it was supposed to mean one thing that was all about goodness and spreading, you know, positive stuff. And then it got subverted by all the people that used it for evil, you know, like your John Wayne Gacy's and whatnot. And now, like we were talking about on the ship, you see, we saw doors covered in, because people decorate their cabin doors on a cruise so they can find it.
And
you know what I mean? Because
there's so USA many. And confetti's everywhere. And I was and you're like, okay, if in this climate you're decorating your door like that,
you hate gay
I know
people.
There's a MAGA hat somewhere in your room.
Right.
So how that's like become sinister, it's like, I think that's what happened to clowns. It's like clowns weren't sinister forever. And then, you know, who knows what the changeover was, but I don't know if it was Gacy or what.
Well, yeah, I think.
Can we call your dad? I'm sure he would know.
Oh my God, that poor guy. He's because he's still kicking. He's like he's out there. It's tough.
What was his clown name?
I am not gonna tell you his name because he is still actively working out there. And you know, I could give him a plug and help him out, but I view it more as nepotism. I think he needs to make his own path.
Could he ever do that thing where they kick their leg out and do a flip?
No, he's definitely not that.
Onto
kind
his
of,
back.
He's
clown.
Not that.
I love
kind
that
of clown.
Clown trick.
Yeah,
it's a classic. From a standing, where they like kick themselves in the butt and do a flip and land on their backs. I love that.
And
one.
it's great with a little accent of a banana peel.
Yeah.
I learned how to make balloon animals when I was a kid.
And when we came to see you as a drag queen for the first time, and then you, I'm sorry, as a show, and I didn't know that you were gonna do balloon animals, like because no, I don't think any drag queens do balloon animals except
not that
you.
I know of
no,
but also
I giggled like a child. I was like.
You but, and your little fanny pack, you like marched over.
Hell yeah.
You're like, bitch, I'm going to make you a weenie dog out of this balloon.
He's a triple threat.
That's what it is. It's on the resume, baby. I probably have said this to you before. Like, because I started making balloon animals about a year and a half ago again. And it's
after
like
a hiatus.
After a like 15-year hiatus. And it's just like, you know, it's just like riding a unicycle, you know? It's sorry, I knew when that came
no
up.
No matter how hard you try to forget, you can't.
which P.S. we had a unicycle in the house and I couldn't, that's the one I couldn't figure out. But Yeah, I can make balloon animals like a 10-year-old. Like I can't make it I've left off where I picked up where I left off.
Yeah,
so from
you need to do an intensive seminar.
Yeah, and I recently got asked to make balloons at a party, and I was like I can do like a fun like in a lip sync number, but I'm not like, you know, these balloon animals.
You can't lead with the balloon animal.
No. Right. And so I like watched some YouTube tutorials and I like figured out how to make a few things and I was like,
God
I
bless
got this.
YouTube.
What was your rock music phase?
My rock music phase hit at about 12 years old. You know, so there was a little bit of the clown thing ended abruptly because I was just like,
that sounds creepy.
Did anything dark happen or you just
puberty? I was like, I'm not a clown anymore. I'm a rocker. So I headed into.
Did the rainbow wig match the curtains when you hit puberty?
Oh my God.
Okay, first of all, my first clown.
If you grew rainbow pubic hair, you'd be like, I'm gay.
Do you want to hear how gay I was as a kid? Okay, my first clown persona was Disco Fever, the clown. I was obsessed with disco. Yeah, so take that in.
Are there any pictures of this?
There are. I did around this rock and roll phase, I did chop up a lot of those photos. Because, I mean, they were like, you know, physical
photos.
You were
like, no one can ever know.
Exactly. And I, of course, regret it now. But then after being Disco Fever, I became Rainbow the Clown.
Wow. You just went there.
I just went there.
Wow.
And then you hung out there and stayed.
And I stayed. Well, no, because I left and I became this, you know, rock and roll guy. And so I started playing guitar. And guitars to me to this day are like my version of like hot cars. Like, mm-hmm. I don't give a shit about cars, but like, if I see a guitar, I'm like, oh, that's my, like, it's, yeah, it's so hot to me. So yeah, then I became really obsessed with like classic rock and, going to rock shows and smoking cigarettes and drinking, underage drinking.
I love it.
You went to rock shows and smoked cigarettes, right?
I did. Not classic rock.
No.
No.
Yeah, I mean, some classic rock.
I think that's all that came to Michigan, right?
I did go to some shows that were like...
Bachman Turner Overdrive is back this week.
Yeah, yeah.
After last week.
I do recall seeing like Deep Purple and Blue Oyster Cult. You know, like,
well,
those
are
bands.
Good, though.
They were good.
I never got into them, but I know that they're like good.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
But then, like, that was also around the time that, like, Green Day and, like, those pop punk bands were, mm-hmm. like, such a thing.
Yeah.
No, I was smoking cigarettes and going to those shows.
Yeah, yeah, me too. And so those, and that used to be when you could smoke cigarettes in a stadium or, like, right. in an indoor place.
Yeah.
So I'd, like, go there and I'd just, like, bum cigarettes from people.
God. You're like, hey, mister, I'll make you a balloon animal.
Oh, my God.
You slide me one of those... cigarettes.
What was your outfit?
And then like my parents would come pick me up. My dad would like show up in the little car. I'm just kidding.
I know.
With like 16 other clowns. Well, there.
The good cover for that is you could just be like, "Bye guys, my dad's a serial killer."
Yeah.
Just
get in the car. There you go.
What were the outfits like during your rock phase? Were you doing
studded
leather
belts?
Yes.
Well, Hot Topic.
Flat
was,
iron? Were you flat ironing?
What do you mean? The hair?
Your hair, yeah.
Oh. You don't need to, though, right? Isn't your hair pretty straight?
Yeah, my hair's very straight, but it's like, it doesn't go up like that. Like, I even if I tried it, wouldn't. But it, and also at that time, I was like, I don't want people to think I'm a metrosexual. Remember
You're
that
like,
term?
I gotta let them know, God. I'm totally straight.
Yeah. I like Green Day.
When your clothes fit, you were a metrosexual. I remember that.
Exactly. And I would want to wear like the girl jean. Like that was like the look, like you would wear girl jeans.
Yeah.
But I was just like, no, I can't give them that. I just have to wear tight boy jeans.
Yeah, that was the same reason I didn't do it. It's because I didn't want to give them that.
Don't give it to them.
You never wore girl jeans? I could see you wearing some girl jeans.
South Jersey? Nah. No boys were wearing. I mean, there were boys, but they were in you were like, you had to choose 100%. I'm a scene kid to be able to do something like that.
Totally.
And not get just like your ass beat.
Well, and the thing for me that, like, I think I was kind of born for that life because my hair is jet black and I have black eyelashes, so I don't have to, like, wear eyeliner. So I could, like, fit in without being like, see, like, if you look close, I'm not actually wearing I'm not wearing makeup. See.
Right.
But, like, I look like it.
Plus, you didn't do what anybody told you.
Yeah. Totally.
What was your favorite show that you can remember?
Oh my God. Well, I also was really obsessed with the band Motley Crue.
Really?
Oh my God.
Did you watch
the
Netflix movie?
I did. And you know what? I thought it was really fun. I think a lot of people didn't like it, but I thought it was fun.
We couldn't turn it off.
I liked
it.
We were like, we got to turn this off, and never turned it off.
I know.
There were a few moments where I was like, come on. But yeah, no, it was entertaining.
I'm so into Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know much of his work, but. I think he's hot.
His catalog.
He is
you're
hot.
Not familiar
he is
with
I saw him in that Bird Box movie and I was like,
he's in that?
I know he is. He's the dude that like can't stop boning his lady, right? Him and his girlfriend are just like boning the whole time in the house and then they
Then they get bird boxed.
Yeah.
Then they get bird boxed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But see, I definitely, because, you know, I'm sober, but I had I definitely don't want to blame rock and roll on me drinking and doing drugs and stuff, but also like they made it look real cool.
I will say that.
So at a young age, I was like, I want to be like them. Yeah. And so I did like drink a lot. And like I read that book, The Dirt, which is like what the movie's based on. Mm-hmm. And that shit was crazy. Yeah. And I was just like, as a teenager, I was just like, I want to move to Hollywood and party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I did.
And then I ended,
I ended up in rehab. That's how it went.
Well, you didn't die twice first, I hope.
Nope, didn't die. Didn't kickstart the heart, baby.
There's a VH1. So for a while, I don't know what years these were. I'm going to say early 2000s. VH1 Classic would make original movies. This was when VH1 Classic had budget.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, like the Temptations movie.
Yeah,
and
that was
Leopard.
A good one. I was going to get to the Def Leppard one. I actually like the Def Leppard one way better than The Dirt.
I hate how those movies are shot. They're so like, I don't know. I don't like it.
Like the lighting is terrible.
I'm like, yeah, they could have thrown a little more cash at this project.
I don't know. I mean,
but I like the way that The Dirt was shot. I thought it was like fun. Like it almost reminded me of like that Goodfellas kind of style that I love. Mm-hmm. But it was funny how they like it just didn't take it seriously, and they're just like kind of break the fourth wall. I don't know. I was into it. Yeah. I thought it was fun.
The VH1 Classic was, I loved it, but it was, for a while, like when I was first starting in comedy, I was like, if I get my own show on VH1 Classic, that'll be like the perfect life for me.
Oh yeah.
And then I talked to somebody who was a host on VH1 Classic, Jim Florentine. He hosted the metal
show.
Yeah. And he goes, I want to host a show like that. Is it awesome? He's like, dude, there's like no money. And I didn't know that like you could be on TV and not make money. Like I thought you were like, you know, making good money if you were on TV. Yeah.
Of course.
I go, well, I don't want to ask you how much you're making. He goes, I won't tell you what I'm making, but I'll tell you this. When I asked for a raise, they gave it to me, and it was $100 an episode.
Oh, wow.
So he's like, that was the raise. And ooh. I was like, oh, okay.
I definitely, when I moved out here, thought that if you're on TV, you are a millionaire.
Right.
Yeah. But early 2000s, or early mid-2000s, VH1 was real big for me.
Yeah.
And VH1 Classic. Is VH1 Class... Wait, was it VH1 Class? No. And MTV2, those... But definitely VH1, The Surreal Life. Did you remember that
show? What was
The
Surreal Life?
Oh, do you remember honey. That? You take a bunch of people that were famous 20 years
before.
Like,
it was like has-beens.
Kind of, yeah. Uh-huh.
If you want to use that word.
I don't want to use that word.
Yeah. Icons in their own right. And they all move into a house. And let's see what happens.
Isn't that the one where the guy from the Brady Bunch...
There was a guy from the Brady Bunch.
He ended up marrying the chick from America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think they got
a
spinoff.
That show. Okay.
Yes.
I remember
it
that
It was
show.
Also, I mean, they had all kinds
Flavor
of...
Flavor Flav.
Yes.
They Bridget had, Nielsen.
Yes. They had a romance
yes,
spinoff.
Yes, there was romance.
There was romance. It was very romantic. And there was also Charo was on it, which, P.S., Charo is the most underrated...
Performer.
Queen of all time. She is incredible. And if you don't follow her on Instagram, you need to follow Charo on Instagram.
She's Brazilian, right?
She's from Spain.
Oh, she's from Spain.
But she, her Instagram is everything.
A treasure trove.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing. She's got so much energy.
She's got to be at least in her 70s now, right?
Yeah, maybe around there.
As I'm picturing. I don't know.
She's just such a positive person and like my favorite person to follow.
Oh, that's great.
And she'll just like, literally it's like her skimming her pool and she'll just be like,
love that.
Hola amigos. And then she'll like, and she'll teach you how to skim a pool.
Oh,
and then she'll
amazing.
Teach you how to make like a salad. And like, it's just like, she just teaches you things.
Hola amigos.
Every
love
single
that.
Video, she starts it like that. And it's so amazing. It puts me in such a good mood.
I can't find her.
Were you?
I'm trying to follow more positive people.
Yes. Oh, you have to follow Charo.
This is good.
Yeah.
Were you like a lay on your bed and like really
where are we going with this?
Feel the lyrics?
Yeah, I know. Where
kid?
Are
were
we
you, like,
going
deep,
with this?
You know, like were you emo basically?
I don't know that I was necessarily emo because to me that was kind of like I mean, it was kind of like vulnerability and weakness. And I was like so guarded, you know, that I was more like,
you
like obviously there was a lot going on inside, but on the outside, I was just like, yeah, like posers. Like I would say stuff like that.
I was that guy. Little baby Roz.
I know.
Was so tough.
I know. I was just trying so hard.
This was before Roz loved himself.
It's truly. And my bedroom was, well, I went to Spencer's Gifts and I bought glow in the dark paint. And I just had a moment one day where I I took a big paintbrush with the Spencer Gift glow in the dark paint, and I just, as a priest with holy water would do, just like threw it at the walls, like this everywhere. And when the lights are on, maybe some things, because I had white walls, but some things kind of, you know, had like a little bit of, I mean, it kind of looked like semen, but a little bit of just like, you know, that paint, dry paint. Yeah, a little texture to it. But when you turn the lights off, honey.
Oh.
It looked.
Spencer Gifts.
Spencer Gifts delivers. So yeah, it was.
Were
that.
You happy with it?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool because I'd like have friends over and I'd be like, yeah, you like my room? And I'm going to turn off the lights and whoa!
Yeah.
Awesome. So I was all about that black light life.
Yeah.
And I also.
Hashtag black light life.
Yeah. And I had a Spencer Gift black light Jack Daniels poster. This is like age 14.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if this tells that, yeah, obviously
you
I ended
like,
up in rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
and
was inevitable.
Yeah. I just like thought that stuff was so cool. Like just like adults that drink, like so cool to me. Whatever. And yeah, Bob Marley posters and
oh wow, you really like checked off all the
literally
straight
all
things to be into, huh?
Yeah, the Spencer Gifts greatest hits. Yeah, well, not Dave Matthews.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
God, give him a little more credit.
But Spencer Gifts had so much memorabilia in those days of like Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, and I was like, all
isn't
of
that
it.
Isn't that funny that like they just shoved the '60s down teenagers' throats? Like it was just because that's who owned Spencer's.
I guess
they were like, this is what's good.
This is what kids like. This is what they liked when I was a kid.
Put this poster on your wall. It's the Grateful Dead. They're awesome.
Yeah, so I was like all into it. And
they stopped doing that, right? Like no one's like,
does Spencer's exist anymore?
I think it does.
No,
maybe not. I don't know. Hot Topic definitely, but it's like a different world.
I haven't been to like a proper mall in a minute.
Hot Topic, the font used to look like
more
spooky.
Dangerous.
Yeah, it was like spooky.
Yeah, it was like
and now it's like
bloody
block
almost.
Letter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
See, Spencer Gifts was such an important part of child, or like the teenage years for me, because there was like nothing like that where I lived. It was like where all the freaks and weirdos.
You're like, take me to a place with some edge.
Yeah. And then like go next door to like, you know, the Wetzel's Pretzels.
You know, do the whole strip.
Yeah, the strip. So, yeah. But then, have you guys had people come on here and talk about professional wrestling?
Yeah.
Vince
must have.
Because
that was a big part of my
development. Oh, I can see that.
He's also from Michigan.
That's right.
Ah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, and going back to all these things from childhood is what has made me who I am today. A couple of years ago, there was a drag queen. It was like right when Glow came out.
Mm-hmm.
We did like an event where the drag queens were doing like Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling situation where we had to actually like fake like professional wrestle each other. And I was the one that had all the moves because I knew.
Yeah.
And I knew how to do it.
Because you're the only one from Michigan.
That's true.
who did backyard wrestling.
I feel like Michigan must have been like a good spot for them because I literally went to like 10 live tapings or whatever in my hometown. And I love that stuff. And I just love like the theater of it and the costumes and you know, weirdly not really that into like the muscly kind of guys, so I wasn't really like attracted to them, but I just liked the soap opera-ness of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought the women were so cool and
I've never pro wrestling is for me the thing that I've of all the things I've ever been obsessed with, because I did what you did. I would go through obsessions, is the one that I burned the hottest for and then cannot summon giving a shit at all anymore. Like, I can't even remember why I thought it was great, but I was so young. I was like six, but I was like, I remember being like, Hulk Hogan is the best person that ever lived.
Oh, totally. And I truly do have like a soft spot for wrestling because I don't care at all about it anymore. But weirdly, every once in a while, like, go antiquing a lot. And like, if I see, well, I've been antiquing with you guys.
Bridge that gap. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I honestly think that the last time that this, what I was about to say, happened was with you guys, and we were in Ventura, and I saw like a Randy Macho Man Savage action figure, and I'm like, I'll stop and I'll look at it and be like, oh,
pay
I
your
love
respect.
That. To the Macho Man.
The poor
former Slim Jim spokesperson.
You'll snap a Slim Jim and for a dead homie.
If you ever want to see something wild, you should watch his like interviews from the 80s. That was some true theater.
I'd love to see what those guys were like when they weren't on.
Yeah, what makes a guy like that tick?
Well, and it's interesting because a lot of those people, like, they, you know, on TV hated each other, but obviously like they're like on the road together,
like
going city to city
and hanging out.
Yeah, like they're obviously like plotting it out and stuff. And I just like love that. I love like the fact that it's like you're putting on a show. Yeah.
Yeah. I miss that about being a child where it would never occur to you that they were actually just friends. That you really buy what they're selling you full face, like just, you know, they're enemies, and it's like,
yeah, kind of like Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC.
Yeah,
kind of.
You know,
that was my next example.
This is something that probably, I mean, I'm not young like that. Like, I'm not a teenager that is on the internet with those kind of comparisons and stuff, so I don't know. But I can imagine that when we experience that kind of thing as a kid, it's so different because now people are out there voicing like, you know, I'm going to kill you for liking that person, or, you know, like the taking sides, that person sucks. And like, you know, threatening each other and bullying each other online. Like, it wasn't like that. Like, where strangers could hide behind something and like,
I never
talk
wanted
shit to
like,
each other.
Yeah. I never wanted to like slash a hardcore NSYNC fan.
Right.
It made me upset.
So you were Backstreet.
But I was Backstreet.
Well, and also, you know, you were a real person, they were a real person. You know, you wouldn't just it wouldn't just turn to violence.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, so. It could have, but it didn't.
If anybody talked smack about Kevin, we'd have a problem, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah.
Was he your favorite one?
She broke down who the Backstreet Boys were for me yesterday. This is how we spend our time. And it was great. She really did a good job.
We talked about like why all of the moms were into Kevin, and rightfully so. He was definitely the most attractive one.
He always seemed to me like the oldest.
Exactly. He was older.
Mm-hmm.
But now you look back and you're like, you know, Justin Timberlake with his ramen noodle hair and his like parachute pants. It was not okay.
Howie was the one that I just don't understand.
I just said Justin Timberlake. I'm talking. See, I'm too far removed from this battle. Now I'm confusing my boy bands.
You meant Nick Carter.
12-year-old me would have never let that slide.
She would have made fun of you for an hour.
Yeah, Nick Carter of the Carter family of Florida.
Of Florida.
Of the butthole of America.
I was going to say, you said of butthole Florida.
The Carter dynasty of pop singers. I want Aaron Carter on my show, actually.
I
believe he was on Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Oh,
Nick
wow.
Carter?
Aaron.
Yeah, but
Aaron.
But do hallucinations count?
I know. Oh my God. I think that family.
Yeah. Let me off air tell you the story of when I met the Backstreet Boys.
I feel
bonus
like it's
content.
Gonna,
join our Patreon.
I feel like
Patreon.
It's gonna super excite me, but also make me kind of mad, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It was very brief. It was just like a quick little exchange, but
I just all I'll say is when she was breaking down who the Backstreet Boys were for me, member by member, I was like, my only question was, who was Howie for?
Yeah, poor Howie.
What was he doing?
I know. He was like a filler. He had like a weird curly hair and just the softest face. Like, he just looked like so fragile.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also used to feel that way about Kevin Jonas. And then I just saw them recently and I was like, Okay, Kevin
he brings
Jonas.
The heat. He could get it.
Bringing the heat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He, like, they're all fucking hot now. Mm-hmm. But I used to feel like the other two were just, like, more in their moment.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, all three.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
I agree.
Just, I won't name names, but on our, we can edit this out if you don't want it in there. But yesterday we were staying at her dad's house, and someone in the house was like, we were watching a kid movie, and then the last song came on, like the credits song. And she was like, it sounds like a Jonas Brothers song. And then it was, and we were like, oh, you knew that. That's something you don't want to get right.
That's telling.
Yeah. I love the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Texans,
the
right?
Joe Bros.
Are they the Hanson?
I think they are from Texas.
Are they like Hot Hanson or something?
They're like up. Hot Hanson.
Wait, where are they from? They're not from Texas.
Is Hanson from Texas?
No, Hanson's from Oklahoma.
Oh, right.
That makes
I
all
definitely
sense.
Remember that.
Yeah.
My sisters were obsessed. My sisters were obsessed with Spice Girls, and I had to act like that's their thing. I had a lot of phases. I had a lot of phases. However, we would definitely do full-on Spice Girls shows with like the they would have because I had two sisters, they would have two friends, and then it was like, but we need a scary Spice, and then
oh,
I was
you
like,
were scary.
I'm scary.
Well, now it makes sense because Scary's like, I fucked Ginger Spice, and she's like, we did what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you hear about that?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
I will tell you that. God, suppressing emotions as a kid can really fuck you up as an adult.
Yeah,
and the horror and terror of finding out that Ginger has left and acting like you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah.
That scarred me.
That still comes up today for you.
8 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't like her anyway. I don't even.
What did she have going on?
Yeah.
You couldn't talk about it with anyone.
Me.
You had no one to talk
to.
Identified as a Ginger. Who did you identify as?
Ginger.
Yeah, I know. I feel like all of us really felt she was the most relatable.
Mm-hmm.
She's like sexy but kind of dorky.
She was the one
she
that
kind of
like,
had that like Jenny McCarthy, like I'll fart and then
I love
and then
that,
I'll flirt with you.
That like mid 90s.
Oh, a flirt.
A flirt. Yeah, I can't wait to flirt with you.
Mid 90s babes.
Yeah,
obsessed. Like at the time, like mm-hmm. I loved Carmen Electra, Baywatch.
That was a very specific period of babes.
Yeah,
was the mid 90s. It was like the I don't know. That's so weird that
they all had that kind
supermodels.
Of
supermodels.
Like, yeah.
They all had perfectly round boobies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the hair was like, it was very kind of like Ginger, like that same kind of hairstyle.
Brassy blondes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, being a drag queen, I'm always very inspired by drag queens that did it before the era that we're in now. So sometimes I'll look back at like 90s drag queens, and it's funny how they all like kind of did that look as well.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
The like Carmen Electra look, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jenny McCarthy, I loved her.
Frosty eyeshadow.
Yeah. Who saw Jenny McCarthy like
anti-vax?
Yeah. That's a weird.
Yeah.
Weird things happen to people.
Anyway, put it all together, and that's how we got you.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
that's the recipe in the cookbook.
Uh-huh.
Little clown, little rocker, little suppressed emotion.
Yeah,
a lot of that. And you know, you want to explode it. You do it in a big way.
Yeah. To this day, you sometimes probably eat four donuts, and you're like, it's because I couldn't talk about Ginger.
You know that I do that.
When you'll wind up at a Wingels after a late show.
Girl, this is too real. Are you guys watching me?
Donut Spice.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That'd be a great character.
That's
well,
me.
Roz, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hope people listen to my podcast. I'm very proud of
it. What's it called?
It's so good.
It's called Ghosted. Meg's been on
I've been on
we
it.
That's right.
About
I listened
that.
To that episode. It was
oh my
wonderful.
God. Meg brought the heat
it
too.
Was great. Yeah.
I'm a fucking witch, baby.
Yeah. She came out.
Wait, weren't you telling me about the LaLaurie mansion?
Mm-hmm.
We just had an expert. She has a show called Portals to Hell, and they went there. They got access to the mansion,
mm-hmm.
and they, her name is Katrina Weidman, and she talks about it on the show, and it's crazy.
Oh, well, I've got to listen.
Because... And you should watch the show. It's with Jack Osborne. It's a really good TV show.
Yeah.
And then the next episode, they're going to the White House.
Okay.
You crazy. So yeah, listen to Ghosted, and you can listen to my interviews with drag queens, celebrities, everyday people, psychics, experts. And we talk about ghosts, and we have a good time.
All right.
All right.
And oh, and go to, we'll get some merch. There's Roz merch.
Get Roz merch.
Oh, there is Roz merch. I'm working on some Ghosted merch. We got to get the Ghosted merch out there.
Yeah, you
got to
get the Ghosted merch.
But yeah, there is t-shirts. If you want
to
be like Julian.
I have to make your song my ringtone.
Oh, yeah, the theme song. Good idea. There is merch at dragqueenmerch.com. And I'm on Instagram, and my dream of becoming an Instagram celebrity is slowly but surely getting closer to the truth.
Awesome.
But you can follow me at Roz Dressed Velez.
More importantly, you can follow Charo at Charo.
Official Charo.
Official Charo, is that what it is? Oh my God, it's so good.
All right. Thank you, Roz.
Thank you.
Hasta la vista, amigos.
See ya.
Amigos.
A podcast network.